This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. Even though the legal challenges continue to Governor Pritzker's revised and extended stay-at-home order that would take effect tomorrow, there's been stories in the news about other communities here in Illinois that either may or may not enforce the different parts of it. Woodford County, most notably, said the state's attorney won't prosecute cases in that regard, and the sheriff's department kind of agreed, although I think one other Woodford County community said they would enforce the stay-at-home order to a degree. So thought I'd find out what might happen in Galesburg with that, and I'm pleased to be joined once again on the line by Galesburg Police Chief Russ Idle. Chief, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
First, before I ask about that, since we last talked a few weeks ago, how have things been going? Any other problems or concerns in the last few weeks for your department?
Well, the situation is evolving quickly, and we're doing our best to change as the situation changes, but we're keeping an eye on things and making sure we can provide the services to the public that they deserve and expect.
As things have changed, has it been difficult to try to keep up with it, especially now that we have some changes with this new stay-at-home order that are going to come out?
Not really. For the most part, the citizens in Galesburg are doing their part to voluntarily comply with all of the requests of the governor to keep everyone well. I think everyone knows that this is a situation where we're all in this together and doing our part to stay healthy and stay safe, so it really hasn't been an issue.
Any major, obviously there have been some other criminal news in the last week not related to this, but have there been any issues that you've had to address law enforcement-wise from the public regarding specifically COVID-19?
For the most part, no.
That's great. Glad to hear that for sure. I'll just get right to it. I think one of the main things in the stay-at-home order that would take effect tomorrow is the governor strongly encouraging at least the wearing of face masks by the public when they're out in public areas and things like that. Do you have any idea of what that means for your department yet, and how you think, if at all, you might enforce it?
Well, the first thing to know is that I haven't seen the governor's order yet. We all heard what he said, and we've seen the reports in the news, but I'm very interested in actually reading the order because the devil can be in the details as to what it actually says. The biggest issue I think you're interested in is this issue of masking. The governor's order, from the way I understand it, is going to require the use of masks when inside stores and businesses that are frequented by the public. And our position on that is going to be that it will be the responsibility of that specific store or landowner or person in charge to make sure that the people that are frequenting their business or their location abide by those rules.
So it sounds like that might mean that if businesses want their customers to wear those masks, that it would be up to them to make sure that they enforce it. And if they need to tell potential customers, I would imagine, what, they're not welcome in a particular store?
Yeah, I think in conversations here, you know, you always hear that adage, no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Yeah.
Now it would be no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. That kind of idea. And it would be on the store owner to enforce that within their own private property.
I kind of thought that might be what you would say. What's your take, though, on the I guess some of these, like maybe the sheriff's department in, like, say, Woodford County or whatever, even coming out and saying, you know, look, we're not really going to do anything with this because there's nothing really to do?
Well, I think it's important to always remember that the law enforcement officers and the officials within a community are part of that community. They live there. This is their home, and no one wants to get into a situation where we're putting each other at odds with each other. So I can respect the local decisions made by local communities to best serve their people. I can respect that, and that's the same thing we'll do here.
Have you heard anything from other city officials suggesting what you should or shouldn't do?
Well, we're certainly having ongoing conversations about how to best serve the community. We do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But again, as far as the mask issue specifically, we're going to leave that to the stores and the landowners to require their customers to abide by that order.
If a store owner or a landowner or something like that were to call the police department and say, hey, we have people here not wearing masks, I want them to be removed, would you respond to such a call?
Well, that becomes a different issue. If someone's in a store and they ask them to wear a mask and they refuse and then they ask them to leave, and they refuse to leave, now they're trespassing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole different issue, which has nothing to do with masking. Any store can refuse service to anyone and can ask anyone to leave anytime they want. So if that were the case, yes, we would respond and deal with the trespassing issue and ask the person to leave. But it would be because of the trespass, not because of the masking.
Yeah, very good take. I didn't think about that, but it makes perfect sense to me now. I was just thinking, though, I was surprised to hear you, maybe not so surprised to hear you say, I guess, that you haven't seen a copy of the governor's order yet. And I guess now that I think about it, I've heard other communities that said they haven't seen that either. I would have thought that given that this was announced last week that the state or some other agency might have sent you something by now.
Yeah, so we're just kind of we're sitting back waiting because I do want to read it. It's always good to be able to actually see the actual order as opposed to just what people say. You hear officials all the times during press conferences say things, but maybe not always everything they say is exactly how it comes out when it comes out in verbiage.
So. Oh, you don't have to tell me. I suppose, have you gotten any guidance as to when or if you might hear something official from the state on that end?
I have not heard a word. We're just kind of sitting back waiting for when it comes out.
Okay. I imagine, though, that your policy, from what I remember you talking a couple of weeks ago, hasn't changed, that otherwise, that unless you absolutely have to respond to a situation, that it might be just kind of best to sort of back off unless it's a true emergency at this point.
Yeah, we're still in what I would call an order maintenance mode because of the virus situation. So anytime anyone needs the police, we're going to be there. But we're taking responsive approach. You know, we're to service as opposed to proactive at this point.
Yeah, that sounds like that's probably the best way to go. Have you heard any concerns or issues from the public in this regard in recent weeks?
As far as to our response,
yeah.
No, I have heard nothing. I think everyone hopefully understands that we're going to be there if they need them, and if they have any questions or concerns, we're always here to talk. And so as far as I know, things are moving along smoothly.
The one other thing I thought about, since it has come out that City Hall will be closed to the public for about another month, does that change how the public safety building is being operated for the public at this point? And for those who may not know, talk a little bit about that again, if you could.
We're leaving the public safety building open during business hours, Monday through Friday. If someone needs to come into the lobby for something, they can, although we would request that if it's not absolutely necessary that they not do that, they just call. After hours, the lobby is closed, and if people need us, they can call, and we'll respond and meet them outside one of the doors and take care of whatever issue they need us to take care of.
Okay, very good. How are your officers handling all this? Has anything changed in that regard in the last few weeks?
They're being very aware of their safety and their health, doing their best to stay as far away from others as they can and stay away from each other as much as they can. We want to make sure that, Lord forbid, someone did get sick, that we didn't spread out throughout the entire agency. Mm-hmm. So we're doing social distancing within ourselves as well. So I think everyone's really just focused in on staying healthy, staying well, so that we can serve the public.
I imagine in some cases, maybe I would imagine some officers might be the rest of us, like they're perhaps either getting a little, I guess, antsy or anxious or whatever. It seems like the longer this goes on, the less likely I am able to be able to handle all this very well.
We had a staff meeting earlier this week, and it was a conversation I had with my lieutenants, was mm-hmm. the fact that as this thing goes on, frustration levels are going to increase. People are going to become antsy, or like you use the word antsy, or frustrated, or whatever word you want to use for the emotional reaction as this thing goes longer and longer. And we want to make sure that as that happens, that we are aware of that and empathetic to that, and make sure that our responses are appropriate. And I guess the example I use, sometimes the best thing you can do is just walk away.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's very much the truth. I can relate to that. All right. Galesburg Police Chief Russ Idle, I think I covered most of what I wanted to ask you. I appreciate your time as always. And again, thanks for all the work that you and the department do for the community.
Thank you for having me.
We'll come back with more Galesburg's Evening News at 5:40. We'll hear the Unified Command update from this morning with Chief Randy Hoven. That was taped and aired on cable TV in Galesburg. If you missed that, we'll bring it to you a bit later on, but we'll come back with business news next on Galesburg's Evening News at WGIL.